L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, you want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android because it's incredible, and you're going to love it. It's free. You can watch the network, listen to the network all on the app. It's got in-game odds, everything. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's the Sports Grid app. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know Sports Grid streaming on X? That's right, 7 days a week. Just go to sportsgrid-live, and you can see us streaming right now on X. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on Apple iTunes. You're good to go there with the podcast of the shows Monday through Friday. And programming note, we'll be live from the network studios in Pharrell-Adel at the start of the tournament Thursday and Friday. We'll be live 3 to 6 from our network studios this Thursday and Friday. Carver High and yours truly. The lineup for tonight on Sports Grid TV after this show at 6 East till 8. It's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh, 8 o'clock to 10. It's Opposite Picks and Sportsbook Consigliere. That's Wetzel and Sharapan, the law firm, on In-Game Live. At 10 to midnight, it's Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci and his buddy, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto. And at 8 to 10 on Sports Grid Radio, it's Carver and Lisi all tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. All right, let's go to the Midwest.
Yes, let's go ahead and do that. And later I will tell you what games we will have during those Thursday and Friday afternoons.
Very excited.
That we are spending at the mothership there. All right, Midwest, Houston. This is their region. They are the one here. They will play Edwardsville in the first round. Gonzaga, Georgia, 8-9 game. Clemson, McNeese State, Purdue against High Point. I got to tell you, I got that one on my radar already, maybe for an upset. I like that High Point team maybe making some noise against Purdue. You got to have a couple big shots. I'm going to try one there. Illinois against the Texas Xavier winner. Kentucky against Troy. UCLA against Utah State. And Tennessee against Wofford in the Midwest.
Well, you know, I want to see the Aggies give UCLA a game. And believe me, if he loses to Utah State, that'll be enough of him in Westwood. I can see him whacking him, even though they owe him more money than God. They pay him $4.1 million a year. His buyout is enormous. It is absolutely enormous for Cronin at UCLA. He's already being rumored today to be the new Villanova head coach. I mean, it didn't take long, did it? I'd love to see Utah State beat them. And I'll tell you one thing. I agree with you. High Point, there's no Zach Edey at Purdue anymore. And they have lost to a 13, 14, and 15 in the past. We've seen it. Then last year they lost in the title game because of Zach Edey. But every other year they lost. I could see them losing that game. And I'll tell you another one. Clemson's a really good team, but McNeese is going to be a nightmare for them. McNeese can flat out play. But I'm sorry. In my view, no one's beaten Houston and Tennessee in this region. They're both too good. That Tennessee defense and that Ziegler kid is a badass. They're going, and they're going to meet Houston one way or the other. Those teams, none of those teams are as good as those two teams, and particularly defensively. Let's get real here with all the other nonsense.
And obviously those two teams are the favorites to win the Midwest region, Houston and Tennessee. But a really interesting thing that you have here is the third choice to win the Midwest region is actually the 8 seed, Gonzaga. I've got Houston plus 130, Tennessee plus 360, Gonzaga plus 850. This board's got Kentucky even with them at 850 as well. You know, for an 8 seed to be that high up, that makes them think that Gonzaga is going to have a shot against Houston if they can get past Georgia in that first round.
Yeah, listen, I got to be honest with you. This, I'll believe it when I see it. This Gonzaga team, to me, is the worst one I've ever seen him have. Ever. And he's gone to what, 27 straight tournaments? 26?
Yeah.
26 straight tournaments. This is the weakest team I've seen him have. That Houston team's not losing to them. I know it's easy to say because it is. It is easy to say. That, listen, that team is going to give you problems. You are not scoring more than 50 points, 55 points against them. And if they even get remotely close to 60, they're losing to no one. Because you're not scoring more than 55 points against them. They are shut down deep. Let me tell you why Patino won the Big East. Because their full court press is shut down. What they did to Creighton in the second half is what they're going to do. You know what they are? They're a python. A boa constrictor python. They suck the life out of you. You can't score. Creighton was giving them fits in the first half, and then they never scored again. That's what's going to happen when you play teams like Tennessee, Houston, and St. John's. Now, I know everyone's already got St. John's out of it. They'll never do it.
Oh, they got
They're
no shot.
Lose. The number two always lose. They're finished.
No shot.
Shut up.
They got to play Cal or Self in the second round. You know, Kansas and Arkansas.
I heard that today from a guy that Cal's going to be – he shouldn't even be in the tournament either.
No, Cal's got to – I don't think Cal's going to get out of this one. Here is that last region with St. John's in it. That is the West, Florida, Norfolk State, UConn, Oklahoma, so the two-time champs there against the Sooners in the first round. Memphis and Colorado State, Maryland will be taking on Grand Canyon, the Antelopes, my team, Missouri and Drake, Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington, Kansas, Arkansas, and there it is, St. John's and Omaha out of the summit there at the bottom.
Look, here's one for you. Colorado State is a nightmare for Memphis. They're going to be a problem for Memphis all day long. Believe me, you. And Colorado State's favored. And they're the 12. They're favored by 2.5 because they're better than Memphis. And then, I got to tell you, Maryland should beat Grand Canyon, but it might end up being a great game. The line's 10.5. That's way too much as well. And Wilmington will cover 15.5 against Texas Tech. They're legit. I mean, they can play. Yeah. They can score. They can defend. And Texas Tech is great. If Texas Tech is so great, how come they didn't win their conference tournament? Weren't they lock, stock, and barrel going to win it all? No, that didn't happen either. St. John's is not losing to Omaha, okay? And then St. John's will beat Arkansas. And I think Kansas will probably beat Arkansas.
I was just going to say that. I don't think that Arkansas is going to beat Kansas. I know Kansas has had their problems this year.
Well, St. John's going to beat Kansas then. They won't even score against St. John's.
I agree with that. But just looking at this Kansas-Arkansas game, I think Kansas is a much better team than Arkansas. I don't think Arkansas is going to be able to deal with Kansas in that game. So
I'll be honest. Yeah. There's only, Florida is the only team that can beat St. John's.
I think that if we can get Florida versus St. John's in that regional final, I think that'd be a hell of a game.
The thing is, it's never going to be all ones and twos in these regional finals.
No,
it's just never going to be. It's just never going to be.
And I have a few regions that I think can get silly. I love that Grand Canyon team. I had them. I went crazy with them.
Their girls' team is better than the boys' team.
They were like 31-2 this year or something like that. The girls' team's unbelievable. But this team with Drew as the coach, that's a bit. You said it, big number against Maryland. I'm going to be on it, maybe even a little bit more. Maybe we can get ourselves an upset in there as well. As far as the favorite for that, obviously Florida is the favorite. And then you have St. John's and Texas Tech. Texas Tech's actually higher on the board than St. John's. There's the disrespect for you right there. Texas Tech, they got higher on the board than the Johnnies to start things off here this week.
I think Wilmington, they didn't – something to the effect of – and I'll find out for tomorrow for sure, but something to the effect of they've never lost once by double digits. Or they no one's covered against them by double digits. They're laying 15 and a hook against them. I mean,
they're going to
jump
slow
on it now, today, tonight.
Wilmington is going to grind that game down. These CAA teams get into the tournament, and they grind these big teams. That's a lot of points. Texas Tech will win, But that's going to be, you know, I think 15 and a half.
There's another guy they
want to
hire, Indiana, the Texas Tech coach who couldn't win his own conference or the conference tournament. Or I'd probably lose this game, too. I'd love to see Wilmington beat him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's look at how everything played out over the weekend with these big games.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've kind of gone through a few of these things already. Florida obviously won the SEC. They beat Tennessee. Michigan beat Wisconsin. Big weekend for Michigan, although it didn't matter when it got to seeding time. Memphis won the American. The VCU-George Mason game was a good game on Sunday. The VCU won. Yale did beat Cornell to win the Ivy. Duke won Saturday night. Houston beat Arizona. You were right about the St. You know, Creighton gave St. John's a game for about a little bit more than a half. And then about 5 minutes into the second half, St. John's was like, yeah, we've had enough of this. And then they smashed him down the stretch and got it done. I like that Patino after the game. You think he had that JMO he was talking about? The court of JMO Patino
so.
After to celebrate? I hope yeah. he did. I know that Luke had it. So I.
Okay.
Well, he, that's weak.
That's soft.
Beer. He had that court of JMO is what he should have had. First Big East title, tournament title for St. John's in 25 years. And Colorado State beat Boise to win the Mountain West title. Congratulations to them. All right, what really matters? Spreads, the numbers. That's what really matters. So here you go. Let's do it. Tomorrow night in Dayton is where we will start things off with the first four. St. Francis, of course, the champions of the NEC, taking on Alabama State, -3.5 for Alabama State. And then North Carolina laying 3.5 against the Dutch Oven, the Aztecs of San Diego State.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't deny St. Francis got hot at the end of the season. There's no getting around that. So they were on fire, but, I mean, they really were awful overall for the season. They're just, you know, they're not as good as Alabama State. Now, Alabama State kind of earned their way into this thing. Obviously, St. Francis did as well by winning that tournament. But I'd lean Alabama State. They're a better team. That's why they're favored. They're a better team. You know, I got no problem with St. Francis of Pennsylvania. And, you know, I lived in Pennsylvania my whole life, basically, and I still don't know where it is.
Wednesday night, also in Dayton, the other two first four games, you'll have the Mount. Mount
by the
St.
way,
Mary's.
I'm out. Yes. I didn't give you that second game.
Oh, Carolina.
Of course, North Carolina is going to win and cover because the whole world's against them. So they're going to win. But I'm rooting for San Diego State like a mother for Eller because the young gun goes to school there. And I like the Dutch Oven. And I'm rooting for Dutcher. I'm rooting for the Aztecs. And I, you know, I'd even be willing to take the four onion style, the Rogi Vachon play.
This happens every year. The team that gets talked about the most from Sunday night to, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday is
they
the
win.
Team that, like, ends up going. They end up going to the Sweet 16. You know, they end up winning, like, a bunch
eight.
Of games.
Elite
so
eight.
You watch. North Carolina, they'll probably win three or four games now because everybody said they
That's
shouldn't
be
here.
That's why they gave Hubert Davis that extension because they got him into the tournament and he'll win four games.
Wednesday night's games in Dayton will be Mount St. Mary's, who beat Iona in the MAC final. And then the Iona coach, he got chopped today for losing
Tobin.
In the MAC final.
Tobin
Anderson. And meanwhile, 2 years to the day of him beating Purdue as a number 16 seed in the NCAA tournament, 2 years to the day he gets chopped by Iona. Nice of them to give him some time there. So Mount against the American champions of the Patriot, and then Texas Xavier -2.5.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think American and Texas are the plays for me here. I really do, guys.
Yeah.
I think American's a decent team. And I think Texas is a phony. I actually am not surprised that Xavier's favored over them. Like, I think Xavier's a decent team. Like, they can play with anybody. I can see why they got in. And Texas got in because they're in the SEC, and all you had to do was go 6-12 in the SEC, and you were lock, stock, and barrel into the NCAA tournament. I'm surprised that I really am that they didn't let the whole goddamn conference in. And I'm surprised that they're not playing all the games at the home of the SEC teams, including the Final Four. I'm surprised that's not at an SEC location. I can't believe it's in San Antonio. God forbid. I mean, honestly, like, it's the SEC tournament. That's what we're watching here. That's, the entire NCAA tournament is about the SEC. And then football, the entire college football season will be about what? The SEC, even though the Big Ten wins the last two national championships.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of, you know, you got a lot of seedings there where they could be even playing each other in the second round. You know, Alabama, Vandy, there's like a few SEC.
They said they didn't want that to happen, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
Can't avoid it when you got 14 teams in the tournament.
You let the
can't
whole
get away
conference
from it.
In.
All right, Thursday. Here's how it starts. The real madness, Thursday and Friday. Now, these are the early tips, the first four tips on Thursday. We'll probably catch the back end of a bunch of these. Creighton-Louisville is the first game on Thursday. You've also got High Point and Purdue. We talked about that. The Grizz of Montana, I think that's a lot of sticks, too. Against Wisconsin all the way out in Denver, they're playing that game. In Edwardsville, a very large number against Houston. Very large.
Yeah, I'm not interested in anything like that, 28 and a hook, but they're going to beat the snot out of them. I'll be surprised if SIU scores 28 points. I'm not even kidding. And then Montana's going to get worked by Wisconsin. And I'm worried about Chucky Hepburn, but I think Creighton's a better team than Louisville. And they're going to have problems with that Kalkbrenner. He is just a gigantic problem. I mean, this guy, he does whatever he wants. And I love their point guard. The little white guy, he's like, you know, 45 years old. He's got a wife and four kids. He's making $3 million a year to play in Omaha. He's a driver's like a 15, instructor at the high school. He teaches driving at the high school.
15-year vet at this point, the grizzled veteran.
He's on his seventh on NBA team.
It's just sick.
He plays at Creighton on the weekends.
More spreads when we come back. I'll give you the rest of the spreads for Thursday, and I'll give you Fridays too. It's bracket time. It's all here, and I do got other stuff for you later. There's NBA tonight. Lots of games.
We've
got to get there as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we're looking at all these games and spreads for the tournament and Thursday.
Yeah, so these are the games that will be prime time for us during our bracket special Thursday from the mothership that we have. And they're good ones, too. McNeese State against Clemson, VCU and BYU, Gonzaga and Georgia. So three really good games that are all tipping, you know, between 2:30 and 4:30 that we're going to have.
Yeah, look at the respect they're giving McNeese against a heavyweight in Clemson. Clemson's no joke this year. What'd they win, 27 games or something? Like, they were insane. And I think that a VCU team's getting massive respect as well. BYU can really shoot, and VCU can play anybody, so that's incredible. I don't think George is good. I really don't. So to me, I think it's a fairly easy game for Gonzaga. This is like easy work for them. I don't think they're what they used to be in the last several years when they were legit and had a shot to go to the Final Four and win a national championship. I don't believe that this year at all, but I believe it in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think George is that great either. Like, I think that this is a bad news for them on Thursday afternoon against Gonzaga. I think it's going to be for a lot of these bottom-end SEC teams that we've talked about over the first couple of days. All right, Thursday night, first session of the night games, Wofford and Tennessee, Arkansas and Kansas, Yale and Texas A&M. Yale's made a lot of noise here recently in this tournament. And Drake and Missouri, you know I love that Drake team. Could be there for the points for me.
I mean, they're good. I won't deny it. And they're well coached. I won't deny it. I still think Missouri's better than them. And they'll get it done. And I'll tell you what Yale is. They're like violent. Did you watch Yale and Cornell yesterday? I mean, there's a guy playing for Yale. He looks like he should be the middle linebacker on the football team. And, I mean, he was laying guys out, literally fouling guys and setting screens and laying guys out. That is why that number is only 7.5, because Yale is a very physical, violent team. They are, and they're legit. And how many times am I going to watch A&M lose before I give up on them? Like, honestly, here's another team that's overrated. They lose too much for me.
They do. And look, I'll tell you what else I like in that game, that total under, because Yale plays a tough, slow, physical game. Yeah. And, you know, Buzz kind of likes to do that, too, with Texas A&M. So I think that's a game that could be a little rock fight-ish, a little sloppy, low scoring between the two of them. Late night on Thursday, the late night tips, Utah State and UCLA. Omaha and St. John's, a late night tip for Luke and his Johnnies. Everyone loves this UC San Diego team against Michigan. I mean, everybody loves them. They shouldn't even play the game at this point. Everybody loves UC San Diego so much. And Wilmington and Texas Tech, that big number you talked about before with the 15.5.
I'll take that, the number. And, you know, look, the way St. John shoots, I could see him not covering the 18.5. But, everyone thinks that they're so good that they're going to the Final Four and everything else. It's been a long time since Rick went to the Final Four, okay? Let's just be clear. So I could see them not covering that fat number there, but, you know, winning. And then look at the respect that Utah State is getting from UCLA. And look, now, I don't deny – see, I think Mick Cronin's a really good coach. So I think he's legit, and I think he'll have a plan for this team to win this game. And they got some bigs and everything, but I think their bigs are really soft. I think UCLA is like – saltwater taffy soft. Like, I do not think that they're a tough team at all. I really don't. Didn't he like call them peas like during the season? He's like, yes. He called his own team a bunch of peas because they are. They're not violent and physical, and they don't like contact. So if Utah State wants to win that game, that's all you got to do is start getting real chippy and physical with them and get up in them. And bang them and foul them when they shoot. Like, you got five, use them. Start smashing dudes in the face. See how they like it. I drove today and some guy took my whole arm off. He's like, I'm just not letting you have finger rolls today. And he just chopped my arm off. That's how you do it.
I will give you the Friday odds when we come back. NIT and the Crown brackets as well. And then we'll get into some NBA as well before we get out of here this hour.
This can't even be possible. You have other tournaments you're talking about?
I got more tournaments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're turning the corner here into the second half, and I want to see these Friday games.
Yes, we'll finish off with Friday now. Here we go. Early tips, Friday afternoon, Baylor against Mississippi State. Bobby Moe against Alabama, 22.5 for Bobby Moe they're going to be getting. Lipscomb against Iowa State. Iowa State guard Keyshawn Gilbert going to miss the tournament with a groin injury. One of their best players. Look out for that. Colorado State, a 12, favored over Memphis, a 5. That will be talked about a lot. And St. Mary's, -3.5 against Vandy. Vandy beat a lot of good teams this year in that SEC. You know, I kind of like Vandy, Scotty, a little bit more. Like, we talk about Georgia and Texas and how they, you know, they're kind of soft. And Oklahoma. I feel Vandy's a little different because they beat a bunch of the heavies in that conference.
And that's the difference. They played all these heavyweights. And then that's called battle-tested. And then you play in that candy-ass WCC, you don't play anybody. They play and lose to the same team every year. We all know what happens at the end of the season when St. Mary's putters out. We all know how and who dominates that conference. It ain't them. They had the best team, best ranking, best everything, but it's always the same team that wins it. And thank God they're leaving, right? Because then St. Mary's can finally win the conference now, right? So I agree with you. I like Vandy. I think Colorado State is good enough to beat Memphis. That's why they're favored. I know Iowa State is without their guard, but they are still so deep and talented. They're not losing to Lipscomb. Now, Bobby Moe getting a fat 22.5 burger might be very interesting against Bama, but Bama's legit, and they play D, and I think, you know, they could be in trouble, Bobby Moe there. And then, you know, Baylor can beat Mississippi State. I mean, Baylor was tough in the tournament, in their conference tournament. They were tough, so they can play anybody. I think Drew's a good coach. I like their chances. Look at the spread. It's only 1.5.
Yeah, that's as coin flip an 8-9 game as you can have there with that 1.5. Anybody can win that one. More Friday games. The Antelopes of Grand Canyon, my Lopes. I'm not going to pick them to go to the Final Four like I did last year. They're playing Maryland in the first round. They're getting 10.5. Norfolk State against Florida. Troy against Kentucky. New Mexico against Marquette. And Akron getting 13.5 against Arizona. You mentioned this before. I don't know if they win, but 13.5 zips for me, Scotty.
I like their chances. I think I like Shaka Smart, so I think he'll beat Rich Pitino in New Mexico. I've seen them lose in Boise easily, and they didn't get it done in the Mountain West, did they? So I think they're overrated. And then I think Kentucky will win and cover. I think Florida's going to win big. And then I think Maryland will beat Grand Canyon and cover. I think the Kid Queen and Maryland's just same thing here. They're playing Big Ten games all year. They're not playing, Tarleton State, okay? Grand Canyon does not play tough teams. That's it.
They do not play tough teams. Oklahoma, T and UConn will be the late night Friday game. Bryant and Michigan State, 17.5. And Oregon against Liberty late night on Friday as well.
Dana Altman's never lost a first round game. He's not going to lose that one either. They got a 7-footer and they got great guards. Oregon will win that game. Michigan State will win. And UConn's going to beat Oklahoma. Danny Hurley's not losing to Oklahoma. It's not happening.
I agree. I agree. And then the question, you know, they would line up then with Florida, right, over the weekend in a second round game, the two-time defending champs against the Gators.
They'll lose. You're going to lose there.
They'll lose, but I can't wait to see what that number is.
Florida's flat out better than them this year. The run is over. He's not winning 3 straight national championships. We said that from the jump, day one.
No, he's definitely not doing that. All right, a few other things here. We mentioned Maryland. They're going to give Kevin Willard money that's going to make him one of the 10 highest paid coaches in the country. I guess that's because Villanova was knocking on Kevin Willard's door as well, so they gave him a whole bunch of money. Now, I'm always in the camp that I'd like to see somebody win something before they give him money that makes him a top 10 coach in the country. But God bless and good luck there in College Park. Give him all the money that he wants. Villanova did fire Kyle Neptune after 3 seasons. We've heard lots of names already be thrown around. Iona chopped this Tobin Anderson today after 2 seasons. We mentioned that before. Rutgers, Indiana, and several others, I believe Pitt too, for the second year in a row, declined invitations to the NIT. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are going to eye the draft. Now, here is the NIT bracket. Now, look, I know that this is going to be, tough because we've got every single team here on the bracket. But I will tell you some of the highlights. SMU is a 1 seed in the Dallas region. Dayton is a 1 seed in one quadrant. The Anteaters, UC Irvine, are a 1. And the Dons of San Francisco are a 1. Now, you're probably saying, Scotty, where's... Those are the 1 seeds in the NIT? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute why, but there's your NIT bracket.
Well, there you go. Look, so I've always liked basketball, so I'm all for it. I like the NIT. I like the crown. I like the basketball tournament. I like CBI, CIT, Maui, I don't care what it is. If there's college basketball and they're playing tournament games, one and done, I'm all for it. People have been making fun of the NIT for years, and I've never really quite understood it. I think it's fun, and I think, you know, there's really good games, and, you know, these kids want to play ball. They go to play college ball. They want to play in bowl games. They want to play in tournament basketball games, whether it's the NIT or otherwise. And then I think it's hilarious that these schools turn their nose like Indiana on the NIT. You know what? Indiana is no better than the NIT as far as you can spit. They can't even make the NCAA tournament anymore. It goes year after year after year. And they turn their nose on the NIT like they're special. How many times do I have to say this? Indiana basketball is broken. Blue blood, my ass. They haven't mattered since Bob Knight. And Mike Woodson didn't matter either. I'm telling you, it's just been one hack coach after the next, including him. I mean, he looks like he's 95 years old. He's wearing Skechers, for Christ's sakes, on the bench. I mean, honestly, he can barely walk. They sit him down on a pillow the size of Nevada on his chair. Have you ever seen it? He sits on the slow bus pillow. I mean, honest to Christ, can Indiana do anything right? They turn their nose on the NIT? It's embarrassing. Go play basketball somewhere. You can't make the big dance. Go to the little sock hop, you losers.
Might as well. Now, the reason I was saying to you, the bigger names also, brand, you know, big conferences, Fox came up with this, the Crown Championship, the Crown College Basketball Crown, which is going to be played in Vegas. Now, this is not until Final Four week. So after we get the Final Four in the big tournament, that Monday, four games in Vegas, Utah against Butler, George Washington, Boise, Nebraska, Arizona State, Georgetown against Washington State. Then that Tuesday in Vegas, DePaul, Cincinnati, Beavers, UCF, Colorado, Villanova, Tulane, USC. Then they'll play Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. They're going to play the semis before the final four games that Saturday and the championship Sunday after that. So lots of games that week in Vegas, that whole week.
Well, and the championship on Sunday with the title game in the NCAA on Monday night, it's smart.
Yep.
And it's cool. And it sounds fun to me. And I bet those kids will love Vegas and have a blast. And I think some of those teams are going to be fun to watch. I think it's a great idea. Screw anybody that doesn't like it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we shift to the NBA because, believe it or not, it's actually going on.
Yes, I know that this week's very college basketball heavy, but we got a lot of NBA action tonight to get to, too. Some stuff from the weekend. Magic beat the Cavs yesterday, 108-103. They snapped the Cavs' 16-game winning streak, so that goes by the boards. Nice job by the Magic. The Lakers had lost four games in a row. Remember, they went on that 0-4 road trip and they lost LeBron in the first game of it in Boston, but they get home, little home cooking for them, 107-96 over the Suns, 33-11-8 from Luka on ABC ESPN.
Who's played 34 minutes, 28 points, 10 boards, 8 assists, drives, count the basket and one. Luka Doncic will go back to the line. He's already taken 13 free throws in the game.
This just in, Carver High. It appears that I am going to see the Slim Reaper and D-Book and Beal play the Knicks on April 6th. It's a Sunday night game at the world's most famous. I thought I'd go see the Slim Reaper play at the, you know, Garden. You can't beat that. You gotta hit at least one Knick game with some seats on the floor. Don't we have to go down there and be seen? We gotta get a little action, go watch some NBA. What do you think?
You might be seeing, considering when that is, April 6th, you're right at the end of the regular season. You might see one of the Slim Reaper's last games as a Phoenix Sun.
That's right.
Then there, you might see one of the Slim Reaper's last times in that uniform.
Last time playing the Knicks at the Garden as a Sun.
Yes, that's a fact. That is for true. Sixers beat the Mavs 130-125. It gets from bad to worse for the Mavs. Now Dante Exum breaks a bone in his hand. I did see today, didn't they send AD to the G League to get some tune-up?
Yes.
So I guess they are going to play him again this year.
What's the point of that?
I guess, well, look, they're starting to now, as I was talking about, they're starting to find all these teams. I guess, you know, I like how they wait until March to start giving these teams the business about sitting players. Like the Sixers getting the business about Maxey and Paul George. You know, we did that story with the Jazz last week. But they are kind of in the playoffs, right? I mean, they're in a play-in spot
right
now.
No one cares that the Jazz players don't play.
I know.
No one cares.
But if you're Dallas and you're in one of those play-in spots right now, don't you have to, if he's healthy, get him back out there and try to win? Isn't that part of the, especially with how disastrous your fan base thinks of you right now after trading Luka?
No.
You got to try to win some games.
No.
No?
I'm still coming back with a no. No.
Okay. The Nets beat the Hawks. The great barrier thief, Dyson Daniels. Did he have like three steals in like the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the game last night? Like four steals right out of the gate. He's got 191 now this year. That's the most in a season since 2013-14, over 10 years. He's on pace for somewhere in the 230s, which I think I saw today would be the third or fourth highest ever.
So with Jaren Jackson Jr. out, is the Barry Thief not the defensive player of the year because he's playing every day?
I think that he is. I think he's the defensive player of the year. But, you know, people, you got to give it to the big guys. You have to always give it to the big guys, no matter what.
Is the guy's going to miss a month and he's still going to win the award? Is the other guy's out picking people's pockets all night like he's a bank robber?
I'm going to get you those tomorrow. I'm going to get you those updated Defensive Player of the Year numbers. Portland beat the Raptors 105-102. The T-Wolves beat the Jazz 128-102. We've been talking about it. Suddenly the T-Wolves coming alive, and Ant has been off. 41 for him last night, FanDuel Sportsnet.
And here's another turnover. TJ to Ant. Anthony Edwards, exclamation point. Edwards looking for a quality shot. Wolves trying to go 2-for-1 here. Edwards, the three ball. He's got two in a row, and he's up to 41 points.
What have they won, 10 in a row?
Yeah, they're smoking. Seventh 40-point game of the season for Anthony Edwards. And I will say, you know when their winning streak kind of started? And I know that we get on this guy. It was like when they got Randall back. Like, Randall got back in the lineup, and maybe it just made things a little easier for Ant. Who knows? But they started winning games. So that was an interesting correlation that I saw.
I think DiVincenzo was out for a long time, too.
Yes.
And he's back. Yeah. So they got the whole team back, and they're playing good.
And you and Goof Gobert too, right? Goof Gobert was out for a while. Goof Gobert. Clippers beat the Hornets by 50. Harden had another big night, and the Thunder beat the Bucks last night. I mean, that score does not indicate how badly they kicked their ass. I mean, it says 121-105. They were up like 25 early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And your boy Hartenstein going
white
off
boy Rick.
ESPN.
It's a 17-point advantage after the Giannis jumper. Wallace, the lob! Hartenstein finishing the oop.
Yeah, he had an incredible game. And you know what that showed me is that the Bucks don't matter.
The Bucks don't matter. I agree with you on that. They don't matter at all. SGA, he's obviously going to have an MVP year this year. He's going to be eligible for a four-year $294 million Supermax extension this summer. I'll do the quick math for you. That's $73.5 million per year. $73.5 million per year he would get. When does it end?
It won't end.
$100 million a year? Who's going to get that? $100 million?
Easily.
Getting there.
That's like in 5 years.
SGA had 48 Saturday night against the Pistons. It was his 12th 40-point game of the season. And when we come back,
Did you see that game? Play.
I saw a little bit of the game, and when we come back,
five tacks in the third quarter, the Pistons.
We're gonna hear about what JB Bickerstaff thought of the game on Saturday night, because he wasn't pleased with the officiating.
Yeah, they threw Cunningham out. He got two in like 8 seconds.
Two techs.
They were like, whap, and then door.
And then I got a lot of games tonight to go through. A lot of games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so the Pistons on Saturday night had a rough night with the refs, and their coach was having none of it after the game.
He really wasn't. And remember, this has been building up because we've played a couple times Bickerstaff thinking that his young team does not get the same whistle as other teams. Remember, I think it was against Indiana he had a problem. He had a problem against the Celtics. He's had problems a couple times with the refs. It kind of all came to a boiling point on Saturday night.
We understand that we play a style of ball that's physical. It's on the edge, right? I coach my ass off with a passionate way. I'm into the games. Our players are into the games. We understand that, right? But we deserve a level of respect because we're competing our tails off and bringing something positive to this league. Right, we're growing young players. Our young players are competing their tail off. The least that they could do is get the same respect that everybody else in this league gets and get refereed the same way that everybody else in this league gets refereed. And enough is enough of it. And what you saw tonight was disgusting. It was a disgusting display of disrespect towards our guys and what we're trying to do.
That it? Ah. Oh,
That is just terrific.
How many times you think like he pounded him. The table a few more times? He just kept pounding that table as he was talking.
We've seen a lot of table pounding lately on this show.
We have seen that. Warriors, by the way, beat the Knicks on Saturday night. They are now 14-1 with Jimmy Butler. They don't lose.
And they're undefeated on this homestand. I told you that what I said, they'd go 6-1 at worst. And they're playing again tonight.
6-1, playing again tonight. We'll give you those numbers in a moment. Now, the Nuggets, remember they beat the Lakers Friday night, but they lost at home to the Wizards on Saturday night. Joker was asked after the game, do you guys just kind of turn it on or turn it off when there's bad teams or the playoffs? And Joker, he basically laid it down on a myth that's been talked about for a long time.
I think who you are in the regular season is who you are in the playoffs. So I think you cannot flip the switch. I think that doesn't really exist. That kind of thing that you can just flip a switch. So
flip the switch. He don't believe it. I don't believe it either. Flip the switch.
There's only one team that I think flips the switch. As I told you, flicking a switch, AC/DC style, it's the Celtics. They play when they want to. They destroy anyone in the league. But like I said, Cleveland was down 25 to them at the Garden and beat them. So I have seen it all. That, you know, I thought that Boston could flick a switch and beat anybody. And then to see them lose that day was all I needed to know that anything can happen in the NBA, and it particularly in a playoff setting, because the league is a league of runs. That's all there is to it. You know, if you watch a game in the NBA, all you're going to hear the play-by-play guy saying for the entire game is they're on a 12-0 run. They're on a 9-0 run. They're on a 14-3 run. It's just a game of runs. That's all it is.
That's all the NBA is. Peyton Pritchard has the most three-pointers off the bench in a single season in NBA history.
He's unbelievable.
The boy just laces them from downtown. All right, I got a lot of games tonight. I'm going to do the standings tomorrow because I'm going to have more time for that tomorrow. So we'll get the standings all after tonight's games tomorrow. Because I have a lot of games tonight. Why don't we start at the Garden where you said you'll be in early April to see the Slim Reaper. The Heat are there tonight against the New York Knicks. Knicks -6.5 as they come home off of that long West Coast trip. 208.5 the total.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're doing this without Brunson now, right? So it's different, but I still think they're too much for the Heat. I think the Heat, for my money, have been super average, and the Knicks are good. The Knicks are legit. You know what's funny about the Knicks is they're what, top four in the league? They can't beat the other three, but they can beat everybody else.
The Heat have now lost. Hold on, I'm trying to figure this out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven in a row the Heat have lost, and they've lost to some teams like the Hornets, the Bulls. You know, they got whacked. The Heat have been real bad for a while.
I told you,
now.
They're mailing it in. It's season over. Jimmy Butler ruined their team. Ruined their
and
season.
And now he acts like – now you hear him with the Warriors. He's like the model teammate.
It's Christmas
model
Day.
Citizen.
He's
I heard him after the game
ever.
Saturday night. He's like, I'm just trying to do whatever I can to get these guys the ball, and we just keep winning. Yeah. Like, he, you would think he's the nice –
He's born again.
Ruined this other
born again.
Ruined the other team.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.